This is Twit.
Zoom has said that we will have end-to-end encryption, but not for the free tier. Because, then this was kind of a tone-deaf statement from the CEO, Eric Yuan, the CEO of Zoom. We don't want to give free users encryption because we also want to work together with the FBI and local law enforcement in case some people use Zoom for a bad purpose. Of course, paid customers would never use Zoom for a bad purpose. Only those cheapskates using the free tier.
I love that we live in a time when headline editors on CNET can what was the headline? It was like, Zoom will not offer free encryption because they want to help the cops.
Yeah, there you go. It helps. Yeah, there you go. Zoom won't end, So Alex Stamos, who, of course, is the former security guy at Yahoo and Facebook, who was hired as a consultant by Zoom, said, you know, this makes sense. He said, will this eliminate all abuse? No. But since the vast majority of harm comes from self-service users with fake identities, this will create friction and reduce harm.
But the police are going to come after some idiot Zoom bomber? That doesn't make any sense.
I think their concern is people using free accounts to, I don't know, coordinate terrorist cells or trade child porn. Or
but the good news
like
is
that.
You can only do that for 40 minutes at a time. So I guess the idea is if you pay for an account, we have your information. I think that kind of minimizes how easy it is to anonymize this stuff. But okay.
Well, meantime, Mozilla is working on a new video conferencing platform that's totally decentralized called MeThing, I think. I haven't tried it yet.
We use Jitsi, or I try. Actually, we don't. I have a Jitsi server. I set up Jitsi. It's running. It even has a cute URL, twit.team. I can't get anybody here to use it. We keep using Zoom for some reason and Google Meet, but
They want to make sure that it can be seen by the police.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know. Yeah, because we run our own server, it's end-to-end encrypted, and the only decryption happens at server side, which is local and not. So it is end-to-end encrypted. I don't know. You know, I long ago. It's just people use what's easiest.
But I think a company who's been like lambasted for security is intentionally choosing not to encrypt. That sounds
weird.
Sounds like a bad business decision.
And I have to say, it looked a little bit like showboating when Zoom went out and they hired Stamos and they hired Katie Mazouras's company and they bought Keybase. They went out and they have a lot of money. They've been doing very well. They spent a lot of money on all the trappings of security. But this just shows you when you buy somebody like Alex Stamos as a consultant, what's he going to do? Say, yeah, that was a bad idea. I quit. That's why it's the trappings of security as opposed to maybe. Now, they put out a white paper. Steve Gibson, our security guy, went through it a couple of weeks ago. He said Zoom's doing, looks like what Zoom's doing for end-to-end encryption is really good. But, of course, if they don't turn it on for everybody, I don't know. I don't know how useful it is. I guess that's a reasonable thing to say. Is we don't want bad actors just to use free accounts.
They didn't really say, but and we don't really have access to this data as far as I know. But it's possible that they are seeing substantial, questionable or criminal activity utilizing free accounts, and they want to make sure that stuff doesn't go underground.
They may know more. That's a good point.
I can't imagine, what is the mafia having a Zoom meeting because they can't get together because of COVID and they're all, doing their mafia stuff with the gallery view? It makes no sense.
Okay, that has to be a Saturday Night Live segment. Okay?
Well, one of them is, too old and kind of, doesn't quite understand how to connect things. And, what the hell
is
going
on
in Zoom?
You're on mute. Forget about it.
I can't hear you. Oh, my God.
Who's doing what? What the hell is happening in 40 minutes on Zoom that would have required this totally tone deaf public service announcement?
All right, I have a theory. I'm going to pass this by you because my theory is, he's terrified of the FBI, and he's terrified of Attorney General Barr, and he doesn't want anybody in federal law enforcement to say, and by the way, we got to end encryption for Zoom. So this is a bone. He's throwing him a bone. It even put it in the headline because he doesn't want William Barr to say, along with we got to stop encryption on Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp, and we got to stop encryption here and there. He doesn't want him to add that Zoom to that list, right? I think that's
money. I will pay real money to watch. I would love to see Barr organize himself, get onto a Zoom, and make it work. That'll be my contribution. I will pay somebody money that happens. And
now don't be ageist. Just because you know he's an old guy.
Have you heard the?
Yeah, no, you're right.